And this concludes the German section of our Christmas card, The Sounds of Christmas, which we send to you every year on the Sunday before Christmas. Now we move to Poland, and whenever I reach this point, one thought flashes back into my mind. It happened a long time ago when friends called me in Chicago to tell me that their grandmother was sitting beside the radio and listening to the Polish Christmas carols. She was sitting in her rocking chair, rocking silently, and tears of happiness were just sliding down her cheeks. And I never reached this point without thinking of that little lady whose mind was back in Poland, who can tell how many years ago. The Vigilia, or the Vigil of the Nativity, is perhaps the outstanding feature of a Polish Christmas. It begins when the first star appears in the heaven on Christmas Eve. The father or head of the family blesses the traditional opłatek, the wafer, which symbolizes Christ, brotherly love, peace, and forgiveness. Then the opłatek is shared with the mother as the father expresses the warm sentiments in his heart. Finally, the symbol of Christ is broken and shared with the other members of the family group. There are two distinct types of Polish Christmas carols associated with the Vigilia and the Christmas itself. The kolendy are the church carols. The pastoralki are less reverent. They are old and beloved folk songs sung and played outside the church. It is also tradition that I use the songs sung in Polish by the famous Schola Cantorum of St. Cyril and Methodius Seminary, which is just down from Detroit, a little ways over in Michigan. So, to all of our friends who have the roots of the past in Poland, this moment is for you.
Szkole wiele, ale na Boże.
So these are the songs of Poland. There are many, and we have to move along to other countries, but we could never do a program or send you a Christmas card that didn't include the beautiful music of Poland. Now, for no real special reason, except that we must move to another country, suppose we go to Greece. Christmas in Greece is a festive time in every town and village. As the Christmas day approaches, Greek mothers busy themselves preparing Christmas breads and other delicacies. Every child is good as gold in anticipation of holiday treats. Christmas Eve is spent going from house to house singing the ancient well-loved carols. Men, women, and children gather outside the doors and windows of friends and neighbors and strangers for the Christmas serenading. And if the carolers sing well, it is customary to reward them with gifts of dried figs, dates, walnuts, and cookies. Two of the most popular of all the carols throughout Greece are, well, the one we will do first now, Christ is Born, which has many variations and is sung a bit differently in each province.
Thank you.
from Greece, quite possibly up along the steppes of Russia, the vast plains, the carol of the bells, with which we signaled the beginning of our Christmas card, the one we send to you on this day every year. Let's move across now and come back to a familiar country called England. We have so many of our traditions and our roots in this tiny island. It was in England that the idea of a Merry Christmas took firmest root, and where could it be merrier than at the inn, the happiest of all holiday centers, gayer and livelier at Christmas than at any other time of the year? Guests must come in time to watch the bringing in of the Yule log, which is at the very heart of the celebration. Later, the inn resounds with harp and carol singing, and the boar's head, roast peacock, and plum pudding are brought in. Candles in the windows sparkle out their signals of welcome to the waits, the carolers, who go from door to door. Their songs ring out, old memories glow, and forgotten friendships are kindled anew. Wes Hale.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. The cup it is white and the ale it is brown. The cup it is made of the good ashen tree, and so is the malt of the finest barley. Oh, master and missus, are you all within? Pray open the door and let us come in. Oh, master and missus, do sit by the fire. Pray think of the travelers who walk through the mire. Oh, where is the maid with the silver hairpin? Do open the door and let us come in. Oh, master and missus, it is our desire, a good loaf and cheese and a toast by the fire. There was an old man and he had an old cow, and how for to keep her he didn't know how. He built up a barn for to keep his cow warm, and a drop of good cider will do us no harm. The good dog of Langport, he burned his long tail, and this is the night we go singing wassail. Oh, master and missus, now we must be gone. Bless all in this house till we come again. Bless all in this house till we come again.
This is our Christmas card that you're sending to you. for the 21st consecutive Sunday before Christmas. It's rather interesting to watch something that just happened to me on one Sunday in 1955 when I was at WBBM and was looking for an idea for a Christmas-type program. It just happened, and I enjoyed it so much and received such a reaction from our listening audience that I began to do it every year, and did it every year on WBBM until 1968, when I concluded my tour of duty there to come out here and go into business for ourselves. And I've done it here 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75. So this is the seventh year out here. This is WIVS AM in Crystal Lake and WXRD FM in Woodstock, and we're very pleased that you're with us. We continue with our Christmas card until 4:15 this afternoon. God rest ye merry gentlemen. In England, Christmas merged with the Saturnalia and the Yule as each successive wave of invaders, the Romans, the Norsemen, the Danes, and the Normans, imposed their own custom on the luckless islanders. Lords of misrule reigned with courts of jesters. Crowds masked as animals roamed the streets and molested the populace. Abbots and feudal barons alike sat down day after day to 9-hour, 17-course orgies. Our playing cards started out as Christmas cards. Henry VII decreed that cards should not be played upon at Christmas. The upshot was a celebration so uproarious that during his brief regime, the Puritan Oliver Cromwell abolished Christmas altogether. Needless to say, when Charles II regained his throne in 1660, he promptly reestablished it. God rest ye merry, gentlemen. It's been attributed to various poets around about, so say, 1600.
And joy, and it's time.
music of England can be very stately. It can also be just very simple and beautiful. For example, the Wexford Carol. Words to Hark the Herald Angels Sing were written in 1739 by Charles Wesley, brother of the founder of the Methodist Church. The music was written 101 years later in 1840 by Felix Mendelssohn. 15 years later, the words and the music were joined by Dr. W.H. Cummings, the organist of Waltham Abbey, England, and presented for the first time on Christmas Day.
Joyful are ye nations, rise, joyful triumph of the sun.
Music is a very versatile commodity. You can use it over and over and over again, and you can change the words, and times can change, and you can then change again. Greensleeves has been used in that fashion. Now, the tie to Christmas goes back quite a while, but the music goes back a lot farther. These words, "What Child Is This?" were written by a man named Dix, William C. Dix, around 1865. But we all know that Greensleeves goes way back to Elizabethan time, around, 1642, I think, is the earliest date I have, but who knows how far before that. Anyway, it comes out as a beautiful Christmas carol, doesn't it? One of the oldest of all English carols, traditional in both words and music, and one of the most popular, is I Saw Three Ships. Now, we've traced it back at least 500 years. It pictures the sailing of three ships bearing Mary and the Christ child to Bethlehem on Christmas Day, and all the bells on earth did ring. approximately in this point in the English block of Christmas carols that I should play the Coventry Carol, but we heard that earlier. It does go back into the 1500s as one of the first well-known organizational songs, the Shearman of Coventry. But since I did play it, I'll move along. We have a long way to go in many carols, and rather than duplicate any, well, we'll do this one that is so British, it just does come out. It's the old one about the partridge and the pear tree, you know, and it's very, very British.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
six geese a-laying, five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
very pictorial music, the Lords a-leaping and all. Here is one not nearly as well known, but it's beautiful. It's called Down in Yon Forest.
Down in yon forest there stands a hall. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. It's covered all over with purple and pall, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In that hall there stands a bed. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. It's covered all over with scarlet so red, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bedside there lies a stone. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. The sweet Virgin Mary knelt upon, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. There grows a thorn. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Whichever blows blossom since he was born, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Over that bed the moon shines bright. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring, denoting our Savior was born this night, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything.
Here's one that I play at least once a year, and I play it on this particular Sunday. It's the Boar's Head Carol. Picture, if you will, with me, gigantic feasts in the drafty halls of old England's castles. This became a tradition in the early medieval period. A boar's head was often the finest delicacy served. The carol originated at Queen's College in Oxford.
The boar's head in hand bare I, bedecked with bays and rosemary, and I pray you, my masters, be merry, for festis in convivio.
Carpura prete ferro, prelings from the storming row.
Is the rarest dish in all this land. While thus bedecked with a gay garland, let us servire cantico.
Corpora prete ferro, prelings flores domingo.
Our steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day
now we move to the final number in the English section, and this is really something. This jubilant passage from Handel's Messiah represents some of the greatest pages in all music. Composed in 1741 by George Frederick Handel, a German who made England his second home, Messiah was first performed in Dublin in April of the following year, and shortly thereafter in London. According to legend, King George II was so moved by the fervor of the Hallelujah Chorus at the first performance that he rose to his feet, thus forcing the rest of the audience to arise, a custom that has carried right down to this day. You see the Messiah, you reach this point, and people rise, I think in tribute to a great, great moving passage.
Thank you.
That concludes the English portion of Christmas Carols that began about a half an hour ago with the songs Wassail, Wassail all over the town. The memories of Charles Dickens and Tiny Tim. The beautiful songs that conclude with Handel's Messiah. Now let's move again. Suppose we go to Sweden. Go north, all right? The clock strikes midnight. The people of Sweden begin to wend their way to church, to the service described as Otisang Mata, or Hulota. Through snowy, silent stands of pine and spruce, with torches that are dry, tarred pieces of wood, they join each other in a long procession as their sleighs carry them along, and shouts of Good Yule fill the cold, crisp air. At the church, they toss their torches into a large pile, making a great sea of light. Inside, there are Christmas songs and prayers, a sermon, and the Lord's Supper. Then the light of dawn appears, and their voices swell as they sing, O Day Full of Grace, expressing their joy over the coming of the light of God to earth. The songs of Sweden at Christmas time are happy songs. Pretty music, isn't it? It's fun. It's pleasant. That's a Swedish Christmas carol called It's Very Crowded in the Streets. Home for Christmas. Now to Denmark. As they draw nearer, memories flood the heart. As they approach the house, they will see straw Christmas crosses, which are always bound and placed on doors and windows, a tradition in Denmark. There will be the glad reunion in the kitchen, the room which is the heart of the home with its gleaming pots and pans and its red curtains at the windows. There'll be the joy of feeding Jule Nissen, the Danish Christmas elf, who keeps the household running smoothly all year, but who eats only on Christmas Eve. And then at last, there'll be the moment of expectant wonder when the parlor doors are unlocked and the tree is revealed in its sparkling beauty. O wondrous night, O beautiful music of Denmark.
Sikken vold som trængsel over land, det er koldt, når man må få sig varm. Lygten tændes klokken fire og alt, det skal være aften med gevalt. Midt på gaden sælges træer og frugt, se butikken bunden stråler smukt. Hvor kan man få en tusindvis, tænk dem bare under indkøbspris. Pris, 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 tænk dem bare under indkøbspris. Pris, 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 tænk dem bare under indkøbspris. Pyntes for hver en usynlig hånd, står nu træet der med lys fra bånd. Døren lukkes, og man strømmer ind. Krisen sluttes med begejstret sind. Børnene, de hopper rask afsted. Bedstefar, han er også med. Lad os tage et del i deres sang. Brødre, vi var også børn i gang. Gang, 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 gang. Brødre, vi var også børn. Juleaften over er du sød, så skal alle folk have risen grød. Æbleskive bliver flit i vand, gåsestegen er til bæren sendt. Bunden sidder tidligt ved sit fad, sikken bus ved sine sørger mad. Længte hunden selv for dobbelt sol, den skal også vide, det er jul. Jul, 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 den skal også vide, det er jul. Jul, 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 den skal også vide, det er jul.
Well, enough of the cold country, now let's move south. Let's go down to the very southern part of Europe, to Italy. Christmas in Italy revolves entirely around religion. Virtually every residence has its own distinctive Presepio, a miniature reconstruction of Jesus in the manger, constructed lovingly and carefully by children of the household. Generally, the Presepio sits on a table in a corner of the living room, and no two are quite alike. On Christmas Eve at midnight, the churches open with their bells pealing through the clear December air. Entire families throng the streets to attend this most special mass. And then, early the following afternoon, comes the big pranzo, the most lavish meal of the Christmas day, although enjoyed at lunchtime, with succulent capone, ravioli, and lasagna. The repast is the much-awaited delicacy, capitone marinato, marinated eel, served with plenty of good wine. By the time the clincher is served, panettone, a large cake with raisins, along with a torroni, everyone at the table is gorged and ready for a brief siesta. The luxurious Christmas pranzo is so much a part of the Italian observance that the poorer families, if necessary, pawn their furniture in order to eat and drink in the proper style and spirit of the season. Italian children do not receive their toys and presents until January the 6th, the date being based on the ancient legend that on the sixth day of the new year, the three kings carrying gifts arrive to adore the child Jesus. I think the child's voice here that says, Buon Natale, really says it so well for the Christmas music of Italy. It just overwhelms you with love.
Una stella gira. di cipressi tutte si illuminano e l'organo suona. E di bimbi come noi recitano la novena al bambino Gesù.
Siccome un poverello sei nato in una stalla tra il bove e l'asinello divin redentor, ma vennero d'oriente i magi di pastori e ognuno i suoi tesori più cari ti donò.
Mentre il piccolo pizzeraio suona lungo le strade la sua pipa
e la gente incontrandosi si saluta con tono festoso. Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
Din don don!
That's something. Whew. One of the little fringe benefits that I've received over many years of doing research on Christmas music is a study of the bagpipes. How you find them, first of all, in the area around Greece, the Middle East. And then, as men traveled, it seems that the bagpipes themselves traveled and they moved across southern Europe, ending around and up the coast and into Ireland, and then, at a later date, across to Scotland. That's right, really, it's true. The Irish pipes seem to be much older than the Scottish pipes, although any good Scot will probably want to dispute that one. We find the pipes in Italy and in one of the Christmas carols called The Carol of the Bagpipers. As Christmas approaches, the bagpipers from the hills come down into Naples and play carols like this one in the streets. This carol tells of the miraculous signs that led the shepherds and the kings to the holy birth. The Carol of the Bagpipers. Of course, so many of the Italian Christmas carols are tied directly into Catholicism and the church and the carols and the Gregorian chants and so forth. We're all familiar with them, but these were two that I really wanted to touch on. I think they're so pretty. Come with me across to Spain now. Again, much of what I just said is true here, the music of the religion, but there are several that touch. Well, one especially that I wanted to play for you right here. This rather touches and keynotes the pure pleasure that the Spaniards get out of their Christmas music. The name of this song is Cantarí, Bebé, Sing, Laugh, and Drink. And my Spanish is not that good. There is another one that I've always enjoyed. It's called Are Borriquito, which should translate down something close to Get Along, Little Donkey. This is a children's choir, and again, it's the happy sound of Christmas in Spain.
Yeah.
And so away we go from Spain, and I just thought of one country I was asked of about a year ago, would I please include something from Czechoslovakia? So we looked around, and we came up with one that is really Czech. It is the Rocking Carol. With Christ's birth, the mood of the Nativity story shifts from one of heavenly glory to human tenderness. This lullaby is a traditional Czech carol. Now, what do you say we take a longer trip? Let's come over to our side of the ocean for a little while. We may bounce back once more because I have to do a few little Irish songs, maybe a Welsh one or two, and maybe a Scottish one. But I think for a few moments now, it would be nice to come to a land that's warm and where the people are friendly. Christmas and merriment have long been associated in this part of the world with pleasure. I'm speaking of the calypso rhythm that now is added to the music of Christmas, something that we haven't heard so far today. But as the black man, as the warm-blooded man of this hemisphere began to hear of Christmas and began to write his own songs, some most fascinating music came along. Here, ring the Christmas bells. A fitting climax to a calypso yule, a recounting of the three rich kings that brought gifts to the holy child. First came Gaspar, bringing frankincense, and old Melchior with myrrh, and finally Balthazar with a gift of gold. And he shall be the king of kings, with a calypso rhythm. It's fun.
Like wine, make me a song about Christmas, because Christmas time is so sweet. Why tell how the tree wise king of old came to pray at the Christ child feet? Ring the bell!
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 And he shall be king of kings.
Gaspar was the name of the first wise king, and it said that he came from afar. A vision of the Christ child came to me as he gazed at the evening star. Then straightway Gaspar packed his train, and across the sand came he, with a precious gift of frankincense, Mary's little child to see. Ring the bell!
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 And he shall be king of kings.
Old Melchior, he was the richest king of the three wise kings, so they say. He had 20 camels in he caravan that came to Bethlehem that day. And among he gifts was some precious myrrh, so rare in all of the land. King Melchior brought it to the holy child for to love on he called little hand. Ring the bell!
Ring the bell! Ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
And he shall be king of kings.
Belfazar, he was a mighty king with riches and land on toll, that he confiscated from his enemies because he was so strong and bold. But his mama, she said to King Belfazar, son, ye must be meek and mild. When ye present thy gift of gold to the mother of the holy child, ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
Shall be king of kings.
Ring the bell.
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 Ring the bell. And he shall be king of kings.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary.
This is our Christmas card that we send to you annually on WIVS AM in Crystal Lake and WXRD FM in Woodstock. This is rather an auspicious year for us because this Christmas card comes of age right now at the ripe old age of 21 consecutive years, 21 consecutive Sundays. I've seen a lot of things happen in these last 21 years, and so have you. Many of you who are just children, when this program began in 1955, are now grown up with your own children and establishing your own Christmas traditions. There are lots of trees that get decorated on this day, lots of cards that get written, lots of packages that get wrapped, and cookies that get baked. And I love this moment of feeling very close to all of you. Just one little thing I would like to ask of you, if I may. I take the census each year on this day. I'd like to have a card from you. Just a simple little note will do. Who you are and where you are and how many of these programs you've heard, and just a little something about you. Since I feel in a way that you are really my family, I really do. Oh, my. One more song from the Calypso influence, and then we'll probably stop up in Canada for a moment, touch down in Mexico. Pretty soon we have to get over to Ireland and Scotland and Wales, and then we have to come home to America. We have a lot of traveling to do. Christmas card, that's coming to you, the one that you can hear, a Christmas card of carols from around the world.
When I was a child, I do believe we decorated the house on Christmas Eve with trinkets and tropical fruit. For you see, in the islands we had not a Christmas tree.
See, I love St. Christo. See, I love St. Christo. See, I love St. Christo. It's Christmas in the tropics.
The stockings were hung on the bedpost tree, for nobody in the island had a chimney. When all of our Christmas prayers were said, then all we would go to be tucked into bed. We go to church early on Christmas morn to hear how the holy child was born. Everybody was solemn to a fine degree until the vicar pronounced the doxology. The people come from far and near with rice and pea and ginger beer. Then we shake the hand of the fellow man and wish you all the happiness we can. Everybody come down to the marketplace, all the gals dress up in their silk and lace. Real calypso sing by the mandolin when it's Christmas Day in the Caribbean.
See,
I'm all St. Christo. See, I'm all St. Christo. See, I'm all St. Christo. It's Christmas in the tropics. The marketplace, it looked mighty fine with decoration of many kind. The concert band will play many a tune, then the fireworks come in the afternoon. The rum and coconut water flow among the rich and the pony high and low. Old Santa Claus, he looked mighty cute in a Panama hat and white linen suit.
See, I'm all St. Christo.
Let's make one more stop out in the ocean, only this time let's make it the Pacific instead of the Atlantic. Let's take a moment for Hawaii, where Christmas has to be a completely different emotional feeling from the environment, the palm trees, the sound of the surf, and the warm air, and beautiful sky, maybe a conch shell in the distance. For that purely as a change of pace from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Now we have part of a bracket established on America. Suppose we stop up in Canada for a second. Yes, I'm not playing a Christmas song from Australia this year because it's basically the music of England, although, of course, in Australia. And I was talking to a young lady just last night from Australia, an exchange student. And I was laughing with her about the difference in seasons. She said, oh, yes, it's the middle of summer in my country, and it's cold up here. So you see, where you are and where you live certainly plays a large part in your emotional feeling about Christmas. All right, to Canada. In Canada, you have the French culture and tradition and the English. And you have one song, though, that I'd like to play. I think of it every year at this time. It's the Huron Indian Carol. A French Jesuit missionary to the Hurons in Canada wrote this carol in a form of a, let's call it a transliteration of the language of his flock, and set it to the tune of an old French Noel. I've always liked this. You remember it? Now I think we ought to drop south of the border. The music of Mexico is largely tied in with Catholicism and the Mass and the Church, but there are a few others. This is one of my favorites. I must play it for you, too.
Una rosa ha dado a luz a una estrella. Aleluya, siendo virgen, ahora es más pura y más bella. Aleluya. Un niñito nació en Belén de Judá. Aleluya, es más bello que el más reluciente lucero. Aleluya. Un niñito nació en Belén de Judá. Aleluya, es más bello que el más reluciente lucero. Aleluya.
Aleluya, celebrando al Dios niño.
so we have completed the circle around America, but before we stop here for our songs, our music of Christmas, let's go back over to touch on Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. We'll start with this lovely little, much too short Scottish lullaby. That is a very pretty little lullaby called Balu Lami, and it comes out of Scotland. Oh, yes, indeed it does. Since I began this first Christmas card to you back in 1955, I have fallen in love totally with Ireland. It is a country that is so torn apart in segments of it, so filled with kindness and gentleness in other parts. It's a hard land to understand, but the most beautiful people live there. And I love their traditions, and I respect their culture, and the tremendous struggle the Irish have had for literally thousands of years. They, too, have made their contribution to the music of the season. You can be sure there's wassailing that goes on in Ireland, although maybe not exactly in the form that it goes on across a narrow piece of sea in England, but a lot of the same songs, the same customs that go way back to the Druids are basically the same. In Ireland, it's Hang Up the Holly. The holly is sung about in England, but this is one that is definitely very Irish.